of much of what conventional golf wisdom preaches. Having discovered this magic formula, or blueprint if you will, I have been pleased to discover that provided I simply follow this blueprint, I am now able to break 80 on a consistent basis, despite my limited natural talent and limited time to play and practice. Whereas before, my progress was haphazard and short-lived at best, despite investing a tremendous amount of time and energy, not to mention money, in a futile attempt to improve. Furthermore, I have found this blueprint to be unfailing in its effectiveness. As long as I adhere to its principles and focus on the right things instead of the wrong things, I'll discuss what these right things and wrong things are later on in the book, the formula is almost magical in its predictability and consistency in enabling me to break 80 more times than not, or at least have a very good opportunity to do so even on days when my game is a little off. So, what is this magic formula that enables me and these other rare golfers to break 80 on a consistent basis while the rest of the golfing population continues to spin on the endless merry-go-round of failure and frustration? After years of study and analysis and trial and error, I've concluded that the secret to breaking 80 lies not in natural talent, athleticism, or even swing technique. Rather, the ability to break 80 has to do with a very precise approach to the game and the development of a very specific set of golf skills, which, whether through ignorance or industry conspiracy, are either unknown or simply ignored by most players and teachers alike. One of the sad facts about golf is that only a fortunate few golfers ever discover and dedicate themselves to mastering the true scoring skills that lead unfailingly to shooting low scores, while the rest of the golfing population struggles and suffers endlessly with mediocrity and frustration. The purpose of this book, therefore, is to lift the veil of confusion and finally reveal the true keys to breaking 80. My goal is to empower frustrated golfers and arm you, the reader, with the true knowledge you need to finally begin to surely and steadily improve your scores with an approach based on sound principles that any golfer can easily learn and apply. To the point where, provided you follow these principles faithfully, you will eventually gain the ability to break 80, not just as a one-time fluke, but over and over again. As you read the little book of Breaking 80, I believe you'll find that the magic formula for breaking 80 is well within your grasp. And if you will only apply the principles that you will learn in this book, your scores will begin to improve dramatically to the point where breaking 80 will no longer be a distant pipe dream, but a distinct reality well within your reach. This book is divided into two parts. In part one, I begin by exposing and discussing many of the myths and misconceptions most golfers have about the game of golf, as well as what I believe to be flaws with the general approach to teaching, learning, practicing, and improving at the game. These myths, misconceptions, and flaws form the basis of a belief system and approach to the game that makes it all but impossible for most golfers to maximize their ability to shoot lower scores, much less break 80 on a consistent basis. In order for you to realize your true potential as a golfer, it is essential that you first recognize and then ultimately break free of this flawed and limiting belief system and approach to the game. In part two, I specifically reveal what I believe to be the true keys to breaking 80, including precisely what the task of breaking 80 involves, those aspects of the game you will need to focus on improving in order to lower your scores, and the specific approach you will need to adopt in order to maximize your scoring ability and gain the ability to break 80, not just as an occasional fluke, but time and time again as a reflection of your true newfound ability. Introduction. My Breaking 80 Journey. First, please allow me to share my story about why I wrote this book. I'm not an accomplished professional golfer, or even a teaching pro, but rather an amateur golf enthusiast like you, who spent the better part of 30 years struggling with this game before finally discovering the truth about what it takes to gain a measure of success in golf.